Papa always said, when I was a young boy, I spent a lot of time in the company of my paternal grandfather, Marion Hubbard Allbritton. Grown-ups called him Hubbard, I call him Papa Allbritton. Papa Allbritton was a wise old man who said a lot of things during the course of his life, and he was often quoted for the things he said, even many years after he died. My family lived very near to my grandparents in my early years, usually just across the cow pasture, so to speak. And I spent many summer evenings sitting on the front porch with Papa, watching the cars go by and listening to him say wise things. Now, I don't mean to say that Papa was a philosopher or anything like that. He wasn't. Rather, the wise things that came out of his mouth just sort of slipped out in bits and pieces. And if a young boy just happened to be listening, as I always was, he might learn something. I have sometimes heard Papa quoted as saying things that I really never heard him say. For example, my brother Ronnie quoted Papa one time as saying, "If it don't work, maybe it's not supposed to work." That statement was in regard to a discussion Ronnie and I were having about certain physical malfunctions we ourselves were experiencing as a result of getting older and, well, that's probably about as far as I should go on that. In any event, a visiting church authority came to visit our little Atmore branch many years ago from the big city of Mobile, Alabama. And during his visit, he spoke to the congregation. In order to ingratiate himself a little bit to a congregation of farmers and country bumpkins, he related how that he himself had grown up on a farm and that he knew all about this business of plowing a mule. How that the farmer shouts, "Gee," when he wants the mule to go left, and "Haw," when he wants the mule to go right. After the meeting, I confided to my father that I didn't believe this man had told the truth about being a farmer himself, because everyone knows that the farmer hollers, "Gee," for the mule to go right, and "Haw," for him to go left. Daddy quickly retorted, "Both of y'all are wrong, son. Papa always said, gee damn you, to go right, and haw, gee damn you, to go left." I'm trying to keep from writing any profanities here. "And that's the way you do it." At least that's what Papa's always said. Papa was indeed hot-tempered, and he might very well have cussed a little bit, just like Daddy said. Though I must say that I saw Papa plowing a mule a few times myself, and I never heard him cuss the mule to get him to turn right or left. In fact, just to clear Papa's good name, allow me to observe right here and now that Papa never plowed a mule at all. At least that's what Papa said. He hated mules, and he never owned one. Papa only plowed with a horse. Papa loved horses, and when he had to go to town, he rode his horse. But Papa was too proud to ever be seen riding a mule. That's just not something Papa would do. Papa always said a good horse is worth a dozen mules. Papa also hated dogs, and he never allowed his children to have a dog. Papa believed every individual, whether human, horse, cow, or dog, should contribute some kind of work to feeding the family. And he couldn't see how a dog contributed anything. Consequently, Papa had no tolerance for dogs. If he saw a dog as much as pass by his house on the road, Papa would chase him down and throw rocks at him, cussing him all the way. Papa always said, "Dogs are no good for nothing." Papa loved cows, too. He always owned a good milk cow. I did, however, hear Papa cuss the cow more than a few times when the poor old thing would kick over Papa's milk bucket. The neighbors could hear Papa cussing for a country mile, and the preacher, well, he only lived about a half a mile down the road, and let's just say that he didn't come around too quickly after one of Papa's cussing escapades. Papa didn't just cuss when he got mad, neither. If he could put his hand on a 2x4, he'd knock you out with it. If he couldn't find a stick or a tree limb, he'd likely knock you out with his fist, which was kind of like a sledgehammer. One time, Papa ran down the road to see about a woman whose drunk husband was beating her up, and she cried and screamed for help for so long that Mama Allbritton got tired of it, and she said to her husband, "For God's sake, Hubbard, go down there and see if you can help that poor woman." When Papa arrived on the scene, the man ran inside and got his shotgun and pointed it at Papa. Without hesitation, Papa snatched the shotgun right out of the man's hands and knocked him out cold with his fist. Later, a friend asked Papa about the incident. He said, "Hubbard, I heard you knocked old Leonard cold out." Papa just shook his head and chuckled and said, "Nah, I just clued him a little bit." Papa always said, "I can't stand drunks. I won't tolerate them." In any event, Papa was a good man, and I heard him say a lot of things as I was growing up. I've heard him quoted as saying a lot of things, too, things that I never personally heard him say. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't say those things. He might have said them. I'm not saying he didn't say them. In fact, most of the time, the things they say he said sounded just like something Papa might have said. Still, I can't help but wonder sometimes if Papa really said all those things. He was, without a doubt, a powerful personality who looms large in the eyes of all who knew him, especially his 8 children and numberless grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and many other great historical characters, when one desires to increase the strength and credibility of one's own feeble words, what better way than to attribute the statement to someone of great stature? Somebody like Abraham Lincoln, for example, or George Washington, or, well, yeah, how about Papa Allbritton? After all, Papa always said, "Live your life so that your words can live on after you." But wait a minute, did Papa say that? Or was it Socrates who said that? Nah, I'm pretty sure Papa said it.